Okay, good morning, everybody. It's approximately 8:30 on May 31st, and I'd like to call this conference call of the Washington State Fish and Wildlife Commission to order. I guess to start, we'll do a quick roll call. Barbara Baker's here. Chair Carpenter?
I'm present.
Commissioner Graybill? We'll come back to that.
I'm here.
Oh, Holt Miller?
I'm here.
Thorburn?
Here.
Smith?
Here.
Kehoe?
Here, thank you.
And McIsaac?
Here.
So will someone let us know who's on the other end of the phone, staff-wise?
So we've got in the conference room here about a dozen folks. I'm going to let them go. This is Kelly. I'll let folks go around, introduce themselves.
Start with Nate, please.
Good morning. Nate Pamplin.
Kelly Cunningham.
Pat Chapman.
Teresa Scott.
Randy Thurston.
Lauren Kiergan.
Good morning, Commissioners. Bill Freymeyer.
Joe Storr.
Craig Burley.
Jeff Davis.
Ron Warren.
Bob Sizemore.
Those are the folks in the room. I think we have some more on the phone, but let's just go with that.
Okay, and our trustee assistant Tammy's also on the phone. Well, we have a big agenda today. We'll see if we can get through it in record time. Is there any reason that anything anybody wants to say before we dive into section dredge mining? Okay, well, in that case, let's start with agenda item A. I think we're going to get a staff briefing on HPA suction dredge mining rules, and this is a decision. Take it away, you guys.
Jeff, do you want to?
Go ahead.
Okay. This is Teresa Scott with Randy Thurston and Pat Chapman. We're here to request adoption of proposed 2019 suction dredge HPA rule changes. Because hydraulic code rules are significant legislative rules, you have a large volume of material before you. We need to walk you through some process details, but first let's review the materials we provided and see if you have any questions. First is the summary sheet, which contains a table showing changes made to the rules between the CR 102 version and the version we're asking you to adopt. Pat's going to return to this in a minute. Next is a summary of the comments received, both general and specific, to the proposed rules and WDFW's responses to those comments. We also provided proposed rule changes, which are WAC Section 22660-030 definitions, 22660-300 mineral prospecting, and 22660-305, which is a new section for suction dredging. The versions of the rules that you have in front of you are the ones that we're asking you to adopt. In other words, the changes Pat's going to talk about have already been made in those versions. You also have the implementation plan, which is required for significant legislative rules and provides an overview of staff work that will occur after the rules are adopted. You have a copy of the final regulatory analysis document that includes a cost-benefit analysis in Section 6 and the least burdensome alternative analysis in Section 7. And you also have a copy of the CR 102 notice of proposed rulemaking. Does anybody have any questions about the materials? Okay, returning to the summary sheet, the table on page 2 details the 4 changes. Pat, take it away.
Great. We had just 4 small changes to the draft rules in the CR 102. And they really relate to just 2 topics. The first two on table 2 are to clarify what is exempt from our changes for suction dredging, and they relate to, you know, large-scale mining activities. And so instead of saying subsurface hard rock mining, the industry advocated for us using the term metals mining and milling operations, that they're exempt from these rules. And and they reference Chapter 7856 RCW. And just so you're clear, you may not have looked at that that RCW. Let me give you the definition that is referencing, which is metals mining and milling operation means a mining operation extracting from the earth precious or base metal ore and processing the ore by treatment or concentration in a milling facility. It also refers to an expansion of an existing operation or any new metals mining operation if the expansion or new mining operation is likely to result in a significant adverse environmental impact pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 4321C RCW. The extraction of dolomite, sand, gravel, aggregate, limestone, magnesite, silica rock, and zeolite or other non-metallic minerals and placer mining and the smelting of aluminum are not metals mining and milling operations regulated under this chapter. So this is very clear that the suction dredging, which is a form of placer mining, would not be exempt under this reference. So those are the first two references. The other two relate to an error that we included where we were exempting a combination equipment that could be used as a high bank or a power sluice. We referenced the wrong section in that, so we corrected that into the section that equipment that actually could be used as alternative equipment is permitted. So hopefully that's clarifying. Any questions on those? Okay,
next we turn your attention to the determination starting at the bottom of page 3 of the summary sheet. There are 10 items that you need to acknowledge, and I'm going to read them now. Number 1 is the hydraulic code rules in Chapter 22660 WAC implementing Chapter 7755 RCW are significant legislative rules as specified in RCW 3405-328 and sub 5, sub A, sub 1. Item 2 is the general goal of Chapter 7755 RCW, construction projects in state waters, is to protect fish life. The specific objectives of Chapter 7755 RCW are to ensure that hydraulic projects in Washington State are reasonably assessed and conditioned so as to adequately protect fish life in a manner that is proportionate to the impacts of the project. Item 3, the proposed rule is needed in order to increase WDFW understanding about potential unaddressed impacts to fish life from suction dredging and to prevent the spread of aquatic invasive species through the movement of suction dredging equipment into and around the state. Item 4, the probable benefits of the proposed rule are greater than its probable costs, taking into account both the qualitative and quantitative benefits and costs and the specific directives of the statute being implemented. This is because, number 1, understanding the scope and scale of suction dredge prospecting and mining in Washington is necessary to improve WDFW's ability to assess the potential risk to fish life, including potential cumulative impacts and increases in effort. Number 2, requiring standard HPA permits and annual activity reports for these activities. Is or are the most effective ways, I guess, are that WDFW can collect the needed data. And item 3, the proposed rules are intended to avoid the devastation of aquatic invasive species infestations on fish life and fish habitat. Okay, item number 5. After considering alternative versions of the rule in context with the goals and objectives of the authorizing statute, the proposed rule represents the least burdensome alternative for those required to comply with it that will achieve the general goals and specific objectives stated under Chapter 7755 RCW. Number 6, the rule does not require those to whom it applies to take an action that violates requirements of another federal or state law. Number 7, Requirements are the same for public and private entities wishing to engage in suction dredging. The rule does not impose more stringent performance requirements on private entities than on public entities. Item 8, differences between the rule and federal authorities are necessary because there are no federal laws or rules protecting all fish life from the effects of construction projects. The rule differs from any federal regulation or statute applicable to the same activity or subject matter, and the difference is necessary to meet the objectives of the Hydraulic Code statute. Number 9, WDFW has demonstrated that the rule has been coordinated to the maximum extent practicable with other federal, state, and local laws applicable to the same activity or subject matter. And number 10, WDFW has identified and provided in the regulatory analysis document the sources of information reviewed and relied upon by the agency in the course of preparing to take this significant agency action. Are there any questions about those determinations? Great. Finally, we direct your attention to the alternatives for implementation date, also called the effective date for the rules. And there are three alternatives provided. Let's see, on page 6 of the summary. One is the staff recommendation, which is that the effective date should be November 1st, 2019. November 1st is the first practical implementation date because most mineral prospecting work periods are closed and HPA application backlogs are cleared. Staff further recommends delaying annual activity reporting for suction dredgers until January 1st, 2020, with the first report for January through December 2020 activity due to be submitted to WDFW by February 1st, 2021. We make this recommendation because partial year data collected for the two-month period from November 1st to December 31st, 2019 would not be very helpful to our suction dredge activity analysis. Other alternatives for implementation are July 7th, which would be the soonest possible implementation, and January 1st, 2020, so that would be July 7th, 2019. January 1st, 2020 implementation would allow plenty of time for permit applications to be submitted and processed for the 2020 season. Jeff, do you have any, if you want, okay. Does anybody have any questions about those implementation alternatives? Are there any other questions or comments about the summary sheet or really anything else that Pat and I have presented so far? Okay. With that, we ask you to adopt the determinations and adopt the rules as amended. And there's motion language in the summary sheet. And thank you for your direction, your patience, and your consideration of these proposals.
Commissioner Baker, Vice Chair Baker, Commissioner Thorburn.
Sorry, I was on mute. Go ahead, Commissioner Thorburn.
I move to adopt the determinations made in the final regulatory analyses and summarized by staff today, and to adopt the amended rules as presented by staff. I'll make a second motion later. I think what we should do is, if there's a second, I would like to discuss my motion.
This is Commissioner Kehoe. I'll second the motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Kehoe.
Okay,
go ahead, Jim.
First of all, I really want to acknowledge staff and the effort that has gone into this. This is a phenomenal response to direction from the commission. Just to acknowledge a little bit of history, we received a petition from Trout Unlimited to regulate suction dredge mining because of their concerns about the impacts to fish. And at the same time, the current rules with the suction dredge mining regulated in the Golden Fish pamphlet was being litigated. And as we studied this during several sessions and in commission meetings, we came to the conclusion that a lot more information was needed. We were hearing different perspectives from advocates, from the miners. We heard one thing from the conservation community. We were hearing kind of the complete opposite. We had panels that included staff input, reviewed science, and came to the conclusion that we needed to remove suction dredge mining from, or we needed to at least look at removing suction dredge mining from the Golden Fish pamphlet, require individual HPAs as a way of better understanding this activity in Washington State and its impact on fish. Staff has done a remarkable job with outreach. We've had a lot of input. I think with this rule, we're achieving our goals, which is to require HPAs for suction dredge mining, to require reporting so we can get an idea about the extent of this activity and its impact on fish life in Washington State. And also we raised the concern about aquatic invasive species. We're getting heightened concern as more and more quagga and zebra mussels are moving closer and closer to Washington State. So this issue becomes even more important. So I really feel that the rule presented to us accomplishes the goals that we put forth for staff. And again, thank the staff. And I'm going to vote for the motion.
Is there any further discussion? Well, we're a quiet group today. I'd like to also thank everybody who was involved in this report. It's actually very well done, and I think most of us actually sat and studied it and read it. I understand that we all have a thousand questions on this, but we know that we are trying to do something important while not infringing on the rights of anybody in particular. So I'm going to be voting yes for this motion as well. I would like to point out that I'm still concerned that we can't be sure of the water quality or the effects on water quality that this activity can cause. But that is not in our legal bailiwick, and so we're going to do the best we can under our portfolio, which is what's been before us today. Did I understand you, Commissioner Thorburn, to say that this is the motion on the adoption of the reg, and you're going to make a separate motion on the timing of the adoption, or is that folded in?
Yes, I will make a second motion on the implementation plan that was presented to us, or plans.
Thank you.
On the adoption of the rule.
Is there any other discussion on adoption of this rule? Well, in that case, all in favor of Commissioner Thorburn's motion, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, the rule's adopted. Commissioner Thorburn.
Okay. I move to implement the new HPA requirement for section dredgers beginning November 1st, 2019, and to delay activity reporting requirement to begin January 1st, 2020. And if there's a second, I'll make a short comment on this motion.
Smith will second.
I think that one of the concerns we had in providing guidance to develop these rules would be the burden that it would place on them. It is a busy season right now with HPAs, so it makes sense to allow our current staff to clear the their workload and present it to us. That will make sense for November 1st. And then since it would only be a couple of months of activity for the miners, the idea of getting a full year's report in the first year of reporting makes sense. So for that reason, I agree with the staff's recommendation and make the motion that I did.
Is there any further discussion on the implementation date of our new regulation? Okay, in that case, we'll take a vote on Commissioner Thorburn's motion regarding implementation. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. All right, we have an amended reg and a new implementation date. Again, it seems a little anticlimactic for all of the work that went into this, but perhaps all of the work has made this decision easier than it would have otherwise been, so thanks a lot. Anything else on section dredge mining?
Commissioner Baker, this is Commissioner Thorburn. I have a third motion.
Okay.
The commission hereby directs staff to convene interested agencies such as the Ecology, Department of Natural Resources, and the U.S. Forest Services to review the first 2 years' results of permitting, reporting, and implementation monitoring, and to submit a report to the commission by June 1st, 2021 that provides an overview of the results. Staff will also provide recommendations to improve fish protection if unaddressed impacts to fish life from suction dredging are found. And if there's a second, I'll discuss this motion as well.
There a second?
This is Kehoe. I'll second.
So this somewhat relates to what Vice Chair Baker raised. There are other issues that we've surfaced during our study of this issue, certainly one is the impacts to water quality that this activity may cause. There are a lot of other jurisdictions that have some authority over mining, as we've studied this, we have better come to understand our own authority and those other separate authorities. And one of the things that we learned is that all of the authorities need better information on the degree of this activity in Washington State and the impacts that it's having. So what this is doing is saying, okay, we're beginning to collect this information. We're going to do outreach and really work with our partners, providing that information and trying to move forward to ensure that this activity has, we mitigate the environmental impacts of this activity using all the authorities of the various agencies. And also bringing back to us with this report, really the question that we're asking, what is the impact on fish life and what have we learned from our new rules? So for this reason, this motion is providing this direction to staff.
Are there any other comments regarding this motion from members of the commission?
I just have a question. Has staff, this is Kehoe, by the way, has staff had a chance to kind of mull this over and provide any feedback or thoughts about Commissioner Yarbrough's motion?
We've discussed it, and we agree with Commissioner Thorburn that it's important for us to reach out to the other regulatory agencies and share the information that we gather with them, and to work with them in the future to understand and address any impacts that we might be overlooking now.
Okay, thank you.
Anything further? Okay, well, my comment is only that this is not specifically addressed to the motion, but I would hope that we would engage with our other agencies, at least check in with them before the report is due. So in other words, you know, starting now, this turns out to be a big deal, and we have to be real careful to follow the law. We know that there's extreme legislative interest in this issue, and we can expect more legislation next year. So my only hope is that we stay in touch with our governmental partners on an ongoing basis as we go through this. With that, I'll call for the motion. All in favor of Commissioner Thorburn's third motion, say aye.
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 Is there any opposed? Same sign. All right. Well, that concludes agenda item A, I believe.